From Tidbits, on October 28, 2013, this is The Feel Good Mavericks Upgrade by Tanya Angst. The release of Apple's new OS X 10.9 Mavericks has in some ways been routine for us, because Mavericks marks the seventh time that we have published and I've edited Joe Kissel's Take Control of Upgrading To ebook. Take Control of Upgrading to Mavericks has been available for several weeks now, first in its 1.0 early bird version, then in its 1.1 release day version, and now in its 1.2 older and wiser version. It started about 6 months ago for us, with discussions about if anyone is still running earlier versions of macOS 10, such as 10.4 Tiger. From there, we moved on to talking about if anyone still wanted to get a fresh start with a clean install instead of merely running the installer over their current system, or if people wanted advice on the smartest way to upgrade with a safety net of a bootable duplicate. Then we agonized over whether there would be anything new to say about the upgrade to Mavericks. As it turned out, the answer to all three questions was a resounding yes. The ways in which Take Control of Upgrading to Mavericks remains relevant came home for me yesterday. It was Sunday afternoon, and our 14-year-old son Tristan was eager to install Mavericks on his MacBook. Since Adam and I were juggling weekend errands with the need to finish the book's 1.2 update, Adam shared a copy of the ebook with Tristan via Google Drive and let him loose on the project. While Tristan worked through the 1.1 version, I was editing the latest additions to version 1.2. The ebook now suggests three reasons why you might not want to upgrade right away, two of which emerged since version 1.1. For one thing, there's no sync services. For the second thing, there's no theater option in messages. And for the third and most important thing, there's bad behavior on the part of Apple Mail, especially if you use Gmail. For details, be sure to read Joe's Tidbits article about the mail problem. It's called Mail in Mavericks Changes the Gmail Equation, and we published it on the 22nd of October. It has received 92,000 page views, and its comment count is at 280 and climbing. Joe also added more detail about iCloud Keychain and iBooks to the Take Control of Upgrading to Mavericks manuscript, and he added some tips about multiple monitors to his chapter about post-installation tasks. Tristan popped in on Adam a few times to get help with finding a spare external hard drive and tracking down a DVD containing Apple hardware test, but otherwise did the entire upgrade by himself. As Tristan later said, "Every 2 or 3 years, it's really good to do this kind of work on your computer." Thank you, Joe, because that realization will never come from a parent lecture. Joe's advice worked perfectly, and Tristan's upgrade went well. He uses Gmail, but not Apple Mail. We've been publishing Take Control of Upgrading 2 for 10 years now, so we've had plenty of time to refine how we walk people through the upgrade experience. But what we've known since 2003 is that we want readers to finish reading the ebook feeling comfortable, confident, and competent. That could be as simple as getting the good feeling of competence that comes from hearing the post-install startup chime and seeing your Mavericks desktop for the first time, as Tristan did. Or perhaps your feeling of confidence will be delayed until you work through the troubleshooting chapter and learn how to deal with a gray screen appearing after installation. Or maybe you'll feel comfortable only once you finally get your user accounts right, turn on File Vault, and find the new in Mavericks checkbox that unhides your user library folder. Whatever your situation, there's plenty of advice in Take Control of Upgrading to Mavericks to ensure a successful upgrade for any Mac user of any age. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Tonks Coffee, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Tanya Angst, and thanks for listening.